Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Weekend Bang, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. And it's all powered by NRG, everybody. Love it. Love it. Antline Audio, get some headphones. No, keep your headphones. Get them on, Mike.
Antline Audio, get some.
Yeah, get some. we have a banger of a show today, people. Like, I am genuinely excited for this bad boy. On the show, let's get the introductions out of the way, because so we can get right into this gravy. The real David Webb's here, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
How are you doing today, Webb?
Not as good as you're doing, apparently.
I'm just saying.
I've never seen you so excited.
I'm on cloud nine.
Until I gave you the news that I gave you.
Yeah, yeah. Behind the ones and twos, Corey Vincent, everybody.
All right, everybody, you sons of bitches. Jeez. I'm back on the train. I'm hip with all the cool kids these days.
The hell is all that mean?
I watch Stranger Things.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. So, no, you're not hip, because you would have been hip if you did it.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not a hipster.
10 years ago,
that's
yeah.
Hipster stuff.
He's an old person. Oh, my hip.
I want.
That's, yes.
That's what he meant yeah. by hip. Okay.
And oh, my God. So what's up with Barb, guys? Like,
oh,
really?
My God. Oh my.
I'm ready to talk about this stuff.
Yeah,
let's
go back a couple of episodes.
Hashtag save Barb.
Let's do a whole episode on Stranger Things now.
Yeah, go back.
We already tried that, and you poo-pooed it.
Yeah, just like I'm going to poo-poo anytime we talk about Arrow. It's off limits.
Terrible.
No talk of Arrow.
Actually, I don't even watch Arrow.
Catch up on that?
No talk of Flash. It's all off limits.
Flash, I flash
Agents
a lot of
Shields,
people.
So I mean. It's done.
Aren't you the host of this?
Yes, I am. And Stephen Gutierrez is here as well.
How's it going? Hi, how are you?
That's terrible.
Long time listener, first time caller.
First time caller, is that what you hear?
Is it Karen, 9-1?
Yeah.
Good call.
Also here, sitting week in, week out, of course. They're very patient, and they're very diligent. They even show up at 4 in the morning when you're playing video games. And they
don't sleep.
Yeah,
they're gamers. What do you expect?
Yeah, I guess so. The chat room's here.
What it do, y'all?
And chat, I have some great news for you today. Not only did something incredible happen, but something incredible happened. Our very own, the real David Webb, did the realest thing a person can do in this modern day. After all the election crap that's gone on, the debacles, the scandals, you know?
Anthony Weiner.
First of all, that name is just hilarious. Why he's in politics and not in comedy, I have no idea.
Coming to the stage, Anthony.
Yeah.
Weiner.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got the hot mic going on there, too.
Yeah, you had to say it like that
yeah.
for a comedy show.
Yeah.
Sending dick pics to people and stuff. So anyway.
So look at my Weiner, guys.
Like, it just writes itself. Weiner shows his Weiner. Like, come on.
Is that a headline or is that
always
is that the title of his comedy?
Every headline.
He that was the title for Good
that's
Day.
That's the HBO like comedy
Wiener's
special.
Wiener's
Wiener? Wiener's Wiener.
Wiener's Wiener, yes.
Wiener's Wiener too.
That exactly. sounds like the worst gay porn website. Or the best, depending on.
He should
depending
start
on your taste.
He could start a sketch comedy group. It'd be Wiener Sketchel. Yeah?
Moving right along. Webb got
I think
to
it's
see.
The chair. I think it's the chair.
It has to be.
I think if I move to the other. Okay. All right. I'm
it's
sorry.
The anti-joke chair.
My bad.
Webb got to see some real comedy. He, for the first time today, saw Coming to America.
I did.
A classic that, like an onion, the more you peel it, the more it stinks, Marvel.
So you're
talking
watching,
right to you.
Was this on Netflix?
Yeah, it was on Netflix, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wait, first of all, I need to know a little backstory. What made you watch Coming to America out of hundreds of movies on Netflix?
Okay, so I wanted to watch something I didn't watch before. Wanted to watch something new.
So he went to YouPorn.
And he heard that
that crash.
He had heard that the guy who stars in the movie was the donkey in Shrek. So he had to check it. He had to check it out.
No, honestly, it was you guys, because you guys quote it so much.
Oh, yeah, all the
and
time.
And I've been meaning to watch it since you guys, every time you guys bring it up, I'm like, I'll watch that. and it has been on Netflix. Like, I think it was somewhat recently added because it wasn't on there before because I've checked. So I checked Amazon Prime. It wasn't on there.
Crazy.
I didn't check Hulu because Hulu puts commercials
in
movies.
Yeah.
So I didn't check Hulu.
Which is stupid.
So they put commercials in their movies?
Yeah.
There's a movie on Hulu.
I pay for the... No commercials.
Okay. Well, we're not all 1%ers, Steven. No, and then
as much as Netflix, you cheap bastard.
And then, so I was like, all right, I'll see if it's on Netflix. And sure enough, it was. And so I watched it.
So, review.
It's good.
We're reviewing it like it came out just yesterday or something like that.
Is this the Filmosophers?
They need to do a full episode of it.
Tuesday nights at
Tuesday.
What did you, favorite scene? If you can think of one off the top of your head.
The one with the girls at the beginning in the bath.
Did you like that one?
That one.
The royal penis is clean. Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
So good.
That was his forbidden fruit moment. Like, it's so nice. I want to touch, but I can't.
So good that Ludacris actually put it in one of his albums.
Did he?
The royal penis is clean.
And did you see too, the Action Bronson music video for Baby Blue is a full tribute to that movie.
Yeah, full tribute. It's good.
It is good. I don't know if I could pick a favorite scene on like after it, but there were just like there were parts where I was just laughing, like when he sits down at the table to like in the very beginning for breakfast with his parents.
Okay, yes.
You just see his dad like
way across the room. Yes.
And then they just straight up use the intercom.
Yes, yes.
So what is wrong, my son?
And then he gets up and the rose petal chicks start try to run to catch up to him.
Exactly. It's so good.
Because that meant death.
Funny. If they weren't throwing those petals.
Yeah.
That meant somebody's getting their head thrown to the lions.
I think the Sam Jackson scene has got to be my favorite, though.
The robbery scene?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Did I tell you, your cousin, she texted me and she was like, why is Sam Jackson robbing a fake McDonald's? And it really threw me, like, what is she talking about? I thought Sam Jackson was actually robbing McDonald's.
I'm like, did he? Cocaine.
I was like, did Marvel do him wrong and he's on some hard times or something like that? Like, not Nick Fury. I can't believe Nick Fury's gone down.
They took both eyes away from him.
It's so terrible. But no, that is a good movie. If you are listening, you have to watch. Oh. And you have never seen it, you have to watch it.
Yeah, it's definitely a must-see.
It's good.
He gets to America, he steps out from the airport. Halt!
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing, you dumb fuck?
That's because where he's from is black privilege. So he can do some stuff like that. Can't do that here in New York.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
No, but then they're in the back seat. What is a dumb fuck?
Yeah.
Exactly. Dumb fuck.
So many good ones.
He's opening Pandora's box for all the other movies he's got to see now. He's got to see Trading Places.
So he's got to see Trading Places. You've got to see every Kid and Play movie minus House Party 3.
Well, that's funny. That's what we were talking about outside. You're going to give me all this movie homework.
I do have.
Jessica giving me comic book homework.
Yes.
And you're giving me.
You'll be so cultured by the end of all this research that you might want to run for president.
The Golden Child?
I mean, hey.
Oh my God.
I even forgot about that one.
The Golden Child. It's good.
I thought he was saying I would be the Golden Child. No. I have all this. No. I mean, if you want to call me that.
It'll take a lot more than some Eddie Murphy movies.
Have you at least seen Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes, I have. It's been a long time. Okay. Yes, I have seen that.
Just checking.
But I mean, I don't know. It's good to hear that good news that you have experienced something like that. Steven earlier today was asking, has 2016 been, you know, a bad year?
Yeah.
Which I answer now, no.
No.
No, it has not.
Because of this moment?
Because Webb has seen the glory.
I think you're putting a lot of, I mean.
You don't understand what this means to the culture of video games.
I don't.
Absolutely nothing. But to the culture of Aaron Carter.
To my art.
Yes.
To my
it is near and dear, definitely.
It's a lot of pressure you put on me.
No.
Down the Berlin Wall.
Not your learning, you know, because that'll just happen through osmosis. I'm talking about just you
words.
Adding attention to a great film. That's all it was.
Yeah.
So anyway, in that spirit, everybody, we are doing a giveaway, right?
What? Yeah.
Really?
It won't be today, so don't get your hopes up. Don't get your hopes up, everybody. But it's for our Patreon members. Sir Aaron Carter decided to be generous, you know, as generous as I can be, you know. And we're going to do a little giveaway. If you're a Patreon member, and then what's the minimum? $1, right?
Yeah.
$0.50?
$1.
$1. If you're a Patreon member, this contest is for you. What we're going to do is see how much, and I know you guys are creative out there on the internet. I say it all the time. We're going to do a contest where you can make a logo for the Video Game Bang. We already have a logo, right?
Yeah.
So you can make your rendition of the VGB logo out of whatever you want.
VGB fan art logo.
It's like a fan art logo thing. Yeah. We've seen people draw us.
Yeah.
We've seen people imitate us.
Yeah, all the time. Web,
you know,
web face.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's see it.
Now you're gonna brand us basically too. It's Thanksgiving, so I'm thinking people are gonna do some like turkey themed ones.
Oh yeah, a little bit of Indian takesies backsies. That's racist.
That's
I'm sorry.
Very racist.
Wow.
I was trying to think of pilgrim, but it didn't come out.
No.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know
that just happened.
Know, that whole thing.
Welcome to Trump's America.
Yeah, see, it's already affecting our minds.
Of course, rules and regulations. Web, if you have them, and you can like put a link in the chat for the people that are in the chat room right now.
Only macaroni portraits.
Only macaroni. No dick pics.
One entry.
Oh, God. I imagine somebody's pubes.
Oh,
VGB.
Good Lord. Send those directly to Corey.
At What's Up Pizzas.
So a couple of rules, of course. You have to be a Patreon member, no matter what tier you are. One entry per Patreon member. Of course.
Ooh, so make it good.
It has to be, of course, submitted in a picture on our socials. They can be Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram,
Friendster, whatever we have, you know.
We don't have Friendster.
And then we don't will, and then you have until the 26th. Did I put that down there?
The
25th, sorry.
Drawing will be on the 26th.
Yeah.
Winner chosen.
Winner chosen on the 26th. You have till the 25th. Three prizes, everybody. Should I give the prizes out right now?
No.
Or at least tell
them?
It's Mr. Dope. I got to see him.
Okay.
They're very good.
Okay.
It's something I would want to win.
I showed one of my coworkers, and he was like, oh, everybody's going to pick that one. I was like, you don't know. Somebody could pick that one. You never know.
I want the other one.
Yeah, exactly. Anonymity. It's the best thing in the world. So head over to Patreon.com. Become a patron today. Show us your creativity, because I know it's out there, everybody.
And patron is something we're dedicating ourselves to every day now. So Aaron that's his job. His VGB job is to come here and entertain the masses. And then when he's not doing that, it's to make sure that people on Patreon are getting the stuff that they qualify for.
Yes.
So if you're a patron member and you have not gotten the goods yet, I know some people have sexy Aaron things. And I hit you up a few times. I was like, yo, what do you want him to say? Now's the time. So let's get you all caught up. I know Gaming Since Gaming, we owe him a slot on the show when me and Aaron are actually here.
Gross.
So we need to make sure he picks a date. We'll get all that stuff going. That's what Aaron's going to be doing now. That's his purpose in life, is to make sure that our patrons are happy and satisfied in getting the things that you deserve.
And then another thing, Patreon, fix your damn app. How about that?
Because the cell phone app?
Your cell phone app is horrendous. Stinking horrendous.
Patron's app is terrible.
I be trying to just like post just random stuff, like just words, and then all of a sudden it just says it crashed on you, and I'm like, alright,
did it
you know, save my draft at least? Good Lord.
Nope.
No, it's freaking sucks all. But you know what doesn't suck? Banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
You didn't wanna.
Oh shit, I missed my cue, sorry.
Every
no
time.
Cause I've done it before.
It's terrible. Yeah. Anyway, as we all know, Pokemon Sun and Moon just came out. Was it the day of the Supermoon? Is that when it came out?
Yeah.
It was the day of yesterday. How about that one? Friday.
No, it wasn't the Supermoon? It would have been better if they brought it out on the Supermoon.
That's failing the marketing part.
Yeah, see, that's a real fail, because actually I would have pushed it out right then and there.
On the Supermoon?
Yeah.
Yes.
During the Supermoon.
But then there's no Super Sun.
The sun lights up the moon.
Yeah.
The sun lights up the moon.
Yeah.
So it's two birds,
really,
one
you're
stem.
Just pushing one game, though. So that's half the sale.
So anyway, right now it's sitting at an 86% on game rankings.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
And people are, you know, it's another Pokemon game. We have two people right here that have played the full game and beat it all the way through, right, Corey and Stephen?
Absolutely not.
You beat one Pokemon game, you beat them all.
This one's way different. There's not like the traditional gym battles where you get the, you know, 7 or 8 badges and
what?
Go to the.
But it's
kind of
the
league.
Same.
Wait. No, why? No. Okay, what's replaced it? What has replaced
they
it?
They have festivals or something like that.
Trials.
Street fights.
They're called the trials.
Okay, yeah.
Each island has its own trials. And like one of them, I mean, I'm still on the first island where they're still very much holding my hand through everything. Have you gotten, how far have you gone?
I have not gotten that far.
Okay, so I did the first trial where they
kind of peach you. What up?
Did you?
Yeah.
What do you got, sun or moon?
I got sun.
Okay, I got
sun.
Damn, I just got sun.
Wait a minute. That's horrible. Hang on. So you're on the first island.
Yeah.
And you said I'm not even that far. Where are you then? If you're not on the first.
Okay, so.
I'm on the title screen.
He's in limbo. That's what he says.
I got it. I got it a day early.
Is it still in the package?
No, I took it out.
Okay, so we're
I
that
started
far.
It up. I was playing and playing and playing. I got my Pokemon and all that stuff. And then I turned it off and didn't save.
Good lord.
Wow.
Because I had.
Technology?
I
had a female starter. And when I realized that, I was like, this can't happen.
I thought technology has groomed you because
I turned it off.
I forget to manually save sometimes in that game.
No, well, I check because it's kind of stickler. I check the stat and the characteristics of them. And I was like, I don't want this. And it's
wait. So besides the sexism of it, you having a female. Is it randomized stats each time you pick a Pokemon?
Yeah, every time you get a Pokemon, you'll get like, it's brave and characteristics will be like,
now we got
takes
freaking
siestas or whatever, takes naps.
That's the Latino one.
Wow.
Wow.
Or it'll be like in each one, like the characteristics affect like the health or the attack damage, defense, depending on which one it is.
So they just basically added more stats to a
yeah, Pokemon it's always game. Been in Pokemon.
Oh, so you were unhappy. You were unhappy with your starter.
Yeah, I was unhappy with it. But so, I had already kept. I was playing a little bit. Like I went through the first.
I think they intentionally make the intro super long, just so you don't redo it every time. It is crazy long. I'm still in the intro part, and I've got probably 2.5 hours in.
Yeah.
So your starter Pokemon was a female.
Yes.
And you didn't. So your character was a
female. I like to have it to where it's like, oh, we're buddy-buddy. So, you know, and then it's like.
Were you afraid of a romantic relationship?
Yeah, I was. I was like, you know what?
We're work partners. I can't risk it.
Is looking at me with googly eyes. I can't do it.
Why can't you have a buddy-buddy with a girl?
I don't
know. Because
boys and girls.
Is that always a temptation for you, Steven? Are all the dogs in your house males?
Yeah, they are, actually.
Because if we get one female dog in my house.
He might end up fucking it. Who knows?
Jeez.
2016, all right?
It's terrible. That is so horrible. What did you guys start
out with?
So
why do you think I don't have cats?
What did you start
there
out
with?
There
are male cats. You know that, right?
No, all cats are female.
All cats female.
All dogs are male. That's how it works.
I enjoy.
Grant education.
I got the owl. The leaf owl.
The hoot hoot.
The thing nobody likes.
I chose Bulbasaur in Gen 1. I always choose the grass type.
I always choose the fire. Just bring in that fire.
It's legal now. So in California, choose the grass type. Go green.
So the hoot
hoot. What did your rival pick?
The water one.
You know, I noticed that they picked the weaker one.
Yeah, so like he was like, yeah, let's fight. I was like, all right. I'm slap. Whoop you. You know, before that was a tough fight.
Yeah, it was like beginning. You'd usually get either beat or you'd have to try really hard to win.
Two moves and he was dead. And then he was like, came back a week later, you know, because we progressed a little bit. He's like, yeah, let's go, man. I've been training. Oh, one hit. All right.
I had one Pokemon for the second fight when you fight him again.
Oh, really?
And he had two. He had Pichu and then he had the leaf one because I had started with fire. Beat the shit out of him because my guy was already level 10.
Why is
by
he?
The time I fought him.
I feel like because I'm old school Pokemon guy, I am super partial to the original 150. So my whole crew right now of six Pokemon are all, besides my new starter, are all original 150s. I have a Kadabra. I'm using a Ghastly.
You found a Kadabra already?
I got an Abra, and then I carried his ass, you know,
oh my goodness.
Into a Kadabra with no moves. I have a Grimer is one of mine, a Growlithe. I'm using. And
sounds like you have issues letting go.
Did you download the Munchlax?
No. Is there a Munchlax?
Bro, mystery gift.
What?
Yes. Download it now.
Immediately after the
show.
Because
he has that Z move when he Snorlax and he becomes Beast.
What? Okay, yeah. I'm in.
Download that shit.
I'll do that immediately.
I don't know anything
to
say.
It sounds like he said you download a disease.
Here's a rumor, everybody. That Nintendo Switch will be getting its own Pokemon Sun and Moon.
I saw that rumor.
Did you see that one?
It won't carry over?
I don't know.
There's a link.
This is rumor, everybody. It's not
news. There's Zelda too, but we're talking about Pokemon.
There's a link in the game. It says connect. It's like connect something. So I think you can connect something to the server. I don't know if it's for the demo that came out for it.
I think that's
because I didn't know about the sun.
Yeah,
there's
a way you can connect something from the demo up to the.
Yeah,
because
you're supposed to get the Greninja thing, the frog, ninja frog.
Really?
Yeah, because in the demo, you start off with that, and it's already like level 36, and you progress or whatever.
It says the report claims that Pokemon Stars, report claims that Pokemon Stars is being developed by Sun and Moon team Game Freak, and with expanded features allow trading with the newest 3DS games. It said it uses the same map cities as Pokemon Sun and Moon as well, but you expect a higher resolution, of course, on the Switch. This is all rumors, though, of course, everybody. So don't, you know, take it as fact. If it is true, that would be one major seller for the Switch.
Yeah, it would.
Like, day one. Yeah.
They should make it cross-compatible, though.
Oh, it has to be. I mean,
you should be able to continue your game from the 3DS to that.
Because it's a... If the Switch being what it is, of you making it portable and stuff right. like that, it lends itself perfectly to be able to play against somebody on your 3DS or something like that.
Yeah.
With Wi-Fi or something like that.
Do you think that they would do that, though? Because that would... Giving an option like that would kind of cannibalize the 3DS.
No.
You don't think?
Yeah, how many 3DS renditions have they put out?
I put out a lot.
A lot. Have they ever cannibalized themselves that way? 3D XL, 3D Slim, 3D Backwards, 3D Forwards.
So 3DS, like, you don't even get a charger.
Don't even get a charger.
Right.
3DS, this one doesn't have screens.
But now they
imagine everything. Yeah,
that's no. Okay, that's not that wouldn't be cannibalizing though, because that's just a new. That's just like the 2016 version of that.
Yeah, I mean, so then
like
why would I buy the 2015 then?
Well, it's not though. It's two different products. You have the Switch. You have the 3DS.
It's no, but I'm saying it's still the exact same. I mean, it's not competing because like one is not technically a handheld. One is just kind of a
wow
Switch.
Thank you for the donation. We got a donation during the podcast. If who did a what now?
If somebody popped a boner, would you get
if
on or get off?
If your grandpa popped a boner.
I'd get away. There you go.
I don't know about this, Rick.
You know, a lot of people would just be like, how'd you do that? You're like 92 years old.
Impressive.
Yeah, thanks for the donation.
Holy shit.
Thanks for the donation. But if it is, I mean, Pokemon Switch, if that comes out with the as a launch title, would be one thing. Would be crazy. Because I don't know any...
Oh, it's a word thing he just did, and you fell for it, you jackass.
Are you really now just getting that joke?
Yeah. If Grandpa popped a boner, would you get on or get off? And then naturally you say, oh, I'd get off. And then you're like, oh, you pervert.
Why do you think I said I'd get away?
Oh.
That's
I get that reference now.
I get it now.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Wow, that's a clever troll. And they gave us $5, so thank you very much.
Who was it? Did it say?
I kind of don't want to say his name because I don't want Aaron to hit me.
What?
No, I think
is
you're okay.
Something racist?
I think you're okay.
No,
it's not the actual word.
Well, let's not even
touching
tread
it with
waters.
A
yeah.
Pole. Yeah.
How about we not tread waters? That's the dumbest thing. Why would you even?
I think. Okay, hang on. We can use
See,
word.
This
hints.
Is the white man at work right
we
here.
We can use word hints,
and that's
right,
why
Aaron?
I'm half.
What is,
no,
what is
I'm
this?
All right.
What is this?
How about
See,
I just?
What's that river?
I could look at it later.
It's gone.
Okay, I'll look at it later during the stream or whatever. Good lord. Webb, when did you buy Titanfall 2?
A week too soon.
Yes, because now it is half off, of course. EA's Origin has it for $35.99. Xbox Live Gold, $35.99. The Deluxe Edition, if you want, you can spend a little extra and get that for $47. But
$47, really? Still cheaper than...
Still cheaper
than the normal price.
Yes. But this only begs the question, because some of the people came out and were like, oh, it's because it came out in between Call of Duty and Battlefield. And then some people are saying, oh, is it the bad taste from Titanfall 1 that is
It's the bad taste from Titanfall
1.
I know that's what it is for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I'm curious about the campaign. But
which I hear is actually pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like it. I mean, I said this before. It's not an original, like, story, but it's
soldier falls in love with mech. Mech falls in love with soldier.
Same well, thing crap. You see everywhere.
Yeah, it's the same old story, time
up.
After time. Yeah.
So what do you think could help? I mean, is this going to help the sales? Of course, it definitely is going to help the sales. But should they have started out this way?
I don't think they should have started out this way. I think the first game should have been that.
Do you think we'll get a Titanfall 3 is the big question.
I saw somewhere in an article, don't count on it, from the developer's mouth to the internet's ears. Don't count on it. Just
that's got to hurt for those Respawn guys that left thinking they were...
Well, we're about to make millions, bro.
Touching the sky.
Well, to be fair, the guys who started Respawn were the like heads that really started the craze to begin with. They were the guys who blew up Call of Duty, and then they kind of moved on. Like, yeah, we could do it again.
Titanfall right now is sitting at an 89% on game rankings.
I don't think it's a bad game whatsoever. I bet it's a really, really damn good game. What I played was great. I loved the demo, but it's in such a competitive season right now with other games and the holidays. I think they maybe... I mean, I don't know what the projections were, so maybe that's, you know, I'm sure there's a pencil pusher in a very tall office building that gets paid a lot more than me that made the decision to cut the price, but I would have thought, just, you know, from my experience, that they would wait until the holiday season and see where things go, because, you know, maybe there's a lot of people who were going to buy it, but just closer to the holidays.
I'll tell you what, I'll wait for the holiday season to see if I even... buy it.
Yeah, because I mean,
because if it's 30 now, that means it's going to be like 20.
I want to see what it's going to do on Friday on the PlayStation.
This is a Black Friday sale.
No. This is actually just now. That's the
price.
It says the official Xbox Store is now selling the standard edition for Xbox Live Gold members for $35.99, and the deluxe edition for $47.99. Battlefield 1, Titanfall 2 deluxe bundles, 75, 100. Yeah. PC gamers got it on Origin. The standard edition, deluxe edition is 33% off for by default, it says. But you can get another 20% off of discount code using this discount code, Titan20. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I bought it. I bought it a week too early.
It sucks when good games go
Did you open it yet?
Unplayed.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. So I bought it, and then I started moving, so I didn't even unwrap it, because I was like, I'm going to get distracted. I got things I have to do. So I moved in, I opened it, and I think it was the next day I saw that. I was
How long ago did you buy it?
It was 2 weeks now.
That's what you do. Buy another one, right?
Yeah.
You take the new one, that shrink wrap, back with the old receipt and get that different. Just like, true. I'm going to return this. You get all your money back, and you basically would make yourself pay for the... $30.
Damn, that is methodical right there. Actually, I think Steven needs to start his own podcast.
You gotta explain it to me
called
again.
The cheap bastards.
Explain it to me again.
Games for
show.
Cheap bastards.
It's called the GameStop way.
Terrible. Yeah,
that's basically where it came from.
Yeah,
that
explain
is where it
to me
came
again
from.
After the show,
I will.
I'm not.
He said, "Because I'm going to do that. Damn it.
Because I'm going to do it.
I want my
and
money
I can't.
Back.
I'm not following.
Because you got 30 days unopened.
And the money that you get and save from that one, you should go and spend on IMAX because Marvel. Is bringing the Inhumans to the IMAX theaters.
Segue.
I know, smooth, right? Silky smooth.
So IMAX is shooting, or Marvel is shooting the first two
God, I'm so glad that you're not shooting it.
Terrible.
And then it's Marvel.
Yeah.
I'm shooting the next
I'm shooting the next two the next Inhumans movies. Episodes.
It'd still be better than Batman vs. Superman.
It would be. It'd be way better. They're going to shoot the first two episodes of The Inhumans in IMAX, you know, the big resolution stuff.
So
and they're going to debut them first before TV debut in IMAX theaters.
Did we talk about the new TV show?
No, we did not. Not really.
Made by ABC or produced by ABC?
Yeah. Because there's not too much information on there. Now, if you know anything about The Inhumans, there's a lot of, you know, integral characters in the actual, you know, Inhumans group or whatever that are very...
It's an ensemble.
Yeah. But it's not guaranteed that they're going to be in this actual show.
More than likely they're not.
Yeah, it says the humans...
It's going to be about Daisy and freaking...
Well, this one is just Lincoln. the small detail that they have says the Inhumans will feature a group of scientific test subjects who develop superpowers and now live in an extraterrestrial society outside of the planet. That's it, though.
What?
That's all they say. It says they don't know if any of, you know, major characters will show up. September 2017 is kind of the release date for the IMAX one. And then it'll air on, of course, the ABCA.
It better
is
be.
Is that the channel? ABCA?
ABCA?
Yeah. I'm not going to dignify that. You made me lose my train of thought.
It better
like,
be
dumbass
like,
joke.
It better be some scientists that have the crystal.
It's Fitzsimmons.
And then they drop it, and it's like, oh, my God, and they all just changed. Don't try to redo the whole you know, where they came from, origin story.
We already know it should. It needs to be a spinoff of the show that we cannot speak of because Corey. Because Corey, hurt. Yeah.
But see, you guys are treading on thin ice.
I'm dancing on thin ice.
I think the problem is, and I think I've said
this. I'm moonwalking across.
I think I said this on the last show. Thin ice? The problem is, since Marvel doesn't have the rights to do like X-Men and stuff like that, the Inhumans are the next closest thing.
It's the next best thing.
It's literally the exact same thing, except for, you know, origin stories. So
and less compelling characters interesting villains.
That's
but now's
all they
the
got.
Time to now's, make. Yeah. To make them in the forefront and give them that
push,
that personality.
Yeah. So
this is Professor Y.
That Fox.
The Inhuman
and
leader.
He's just floats. He's not in a wheelchair. He just floats all the time. That's his
power. Is the pilot episode going to air on TV or is it only going to be in IMAX?
It'll air on TV as well.
That's good.
It's just, you know, you're going to get it first.
It'll be on Hulu.
It'll be on Hulu.
The next day.
Moving right along, Twitch chases YouTube and improves their upload options. So, I mean, if you're into this war, online war, you know, there's always some type of war. There's
a Cold War. There's a World War.
Twitch fought against all those other streaming
services.
There's
Secret Wars.
YouTube is trying to tread water into the streaming, gaming streaming stuff as well. Well, of course, you see Twitch is uploading and fighting back. So you can upload videos now.
You're going to stream live? Well, exactly. We're going to upload videos.
Exactly.
Do you think this is a push to try to destroy YouTube since it's already kind of rocky?
Is it rocky, though?
I think it is because it's like, I mean, the video content's always there, but I don't see them evolving much. Like, because everything that they've tried kind of failed. YouTube Red doesn't seem like it caught on.
I think it has more than just not inside our group because
I got
too cheap.
One
to pay
person,
for it.
I only know one person that actually has it.
They keep bringing out new content, though.
They do, but that just could be an investment. Like, we just want to keep pushing.
They're thinking, I spend money to make money.
Exactly.
Let's just spend more money.
The problem with that is they have some free, you know, YouTube Red stuff where it's like, hey, check it out. This is what you could be seeing once you pay. But everything that I've seen off that, I'm like, I don't care about that. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to pay.
But a lot of these, like, YouTubers are starting their own websites and putting their own content on their own websites and charging fees. That's why I don't see.
You're right about that.
Yeah, and it seems like every other week we're seeing some new frustration that they have with YouTube.
Yeah.
Like YouTube screws them over in one way or another.
And I know at least one of the people I used to follow on YouTube, well, I still follow them, they do have their own website, and they have their own subscription. And then every time I see them on social media, like, hey, we just dropped a new video, and I go to YouTube, not there.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what's going on?
That's what
on?
Freddie Wong did, right? And now he makes his own.
Well, he's
content
with Hulu, right?
Now he got signed with Hulu, so now he just.
The hell's he doing on Hulu?
He does that shows. That film class or whatever. What's that thing? Rocket Jump.
I thought that was on Rocket Jump.
I don't know.
I think it's on Hulu.
But I don't know.
Don't quote me on that.
So Twitch, of course, they're starting to support more formats now. You can upload, you can already upload MP4, but they're also doing H.264 encoded videos.
It's more common now, with DSLRs.
MOVs, AVIs, FLVs, all going to be supported now on Twitch for you to upload. That's still not as many as YouTube supports, but you can see that's them trying to move in a direction, correct?
Can you do 4K on Twitch?
It doesn't say that, no.
Because YouTube, you could do 4K.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who's filming in 4K on the Red?
Like, MKBHD.
Yeah.
Not on a regular, but.
But I'm saying he's in a different echelon.
You're talking about the average person?
He's not
Bill
Gates.
Bill Gates. He does it.
There's two.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
PewDiePie.
Well, I think my phone could shoot in 4K.
Can your phone shoot in 4K?
I'm 89% sure your phone can.
But are you 100% sure?
No, I just said 89%.
Exactly. All right, then.
But out of that 89%.
Your phone, I'm 99% sure it can.
The biggest question out of all of this is, does YouTube have anything to fear from Twitch?
I don't
fear
think so.
Itself.
YouTube has a lot of other problems.
Yeah.
And I think YouTubers have a lot more problems, too. They need to figure out how they're going to start making money.
Yeah. I don't know how that would have been. I don't know. That's a tough one because I can see the bright eyes you know, in the beginning of YouTube. Oh, I can get paid for this. This is a new job, you know.
Yeah.
What lasted? What, 10 years?
Evolution, though.
15.
You gotta evolve.
Why you see a lot of these bigger YouTubers. They're diversifying. YouTube is not the only thing that they're doing. They're writing books. They're getting acting roles.
What, like old school jobs?
Twitch streaming.
They're moving into Twitch.
You know, like, T-Pain was on Twitch.
You sound like that's so exciting. Like,
no,
really
not exciting.
Oh.
That's
I thought you were
that's
like
shocking to me.
I thought you were like, you well, know what? I mean, T-Pain. Was
when
on
you're in love with
Twitch.
Strippers,
no.
All your money goes to.
No, I'm saying it more like, why? Why is T-Pain on
a lot
Twitch?
Of celebrities do it. It's
like, really though? Like, okay, no, you know what? Understandable. Celebrities, okay. Because you get on there, you put their face on there, boom, and they see the chat and they can talk if it's not going a million miles an hour or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It probably is anyway.
And it's kind of like how Twitter blew up because, you know, you can talk directly to that person or whatever and they could respond to you. And that, to me, if celebrities start doing that on the rig, then what am I looking at, you know, Kevin Stockman or whatever, 205 exactly. I don't even know who that is. It's a fake name. When I could be watching T-Pain in a top hat play
or
know,
Terry
Battle
Cruz.
Board.
It's interesting Thanks that we're hearing Razor. More because he's not the only celebrity to go on.
No, he's not. I know he's
and
not.
And it's interesting that we're hearing them go on Twitch rather than
YouTube.
YouTube.
Exactly.
That, you know, because I feel like YouTube kind of has more of a pull.
It has a name, yeah.
It has a name.
Yeah, a name that's been around longer, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's interesting that they're, you know, to me that kind of shows where people are putting their
yeah,
strengths.
Yeah, man.
In.
I mean, if I could have gone back in time, if I have a TARDIS, I'd put some stock into Twitch.
I don't know how many people these days are just starting a YouTube account and exploding. Like, it just doesn't happen like it used to.
No.
Yeah.
And all the, you know, YouTubers that I've talked to, who, you know, quote unquote made it, they always say, like, when people ask them, how do I make it on YouTube? The sad but true answer is you have to get a time machine and have started 15 years ago.
Yeah.
During
yeah.
the boom. Because right now, you can have, you know, a pretty successful business or whatever, kind of have a following, but start a YouTube, it's a grind to get new subscribers.
And it's, I mean, you can definitely tell the older YouTubers.
Yeah,
the ones that kind of seem like there's I saw a YouTuber, and he has I think a million subscribers, and I was just like, for what? I'm looking at his videos, and he kind of just talks, you know, he tells some interesting stories from time to time, but then it's just like what else do you like? You're not that interesting,
no.
Like you know,
it's crazy how many of these.
But
guys
he's
have.
Been around. When you look at you know since he's when he logged on or whatever, whenever he started his channel, he's like, oh crap, you've been around forever, dude. Like, all right, so I mean,
let's go back and watch that first video he's ever done. It's terrible.
It's almost like you got to have some type of gigantic gimmick that no one's ever done.
And
which
think
is,
back then too, during the YouTube boom, you know, videos weren't all over Facebook. Like
exactly.
Yeah.
You couldn't just go to Facebook and see all the viral videos of people cooking shit and things like that. Like now that just pollutes our Facebook and timelines and Twitter and everywhere else. Everyone's doing video now. Before, YouTube had the market cornered where if you wanted to watch funny videos, you go to YouTube.com. Now, no one goes there to find content because there's so much. It's so oversaturated. You don't go there to find new things. You go there to find the things that you've already liked. And I'm not saying you don't find new stuff and start following it. I mean, it happens, but back in the day, that was TV for the internet.
Yeah.
You went
yeah.
to one spot and you just subscribed to a bunch of channels that you thought had cool shit. And then every week you'd go there and watch all the cool shit. Now there's so much stuff. You know, and now they're fighting with Twitch on the live stuff. Facebook Live is throwing so much money into advertising. Have you seen all these Facebook Live ads on Hulu?
I've never seen any Facebook Live ads.
I can't say I've seen one either.
They're hitting me then. They like have me targeted where they're like, Facebook Live. That's the shit. That's what you got to get onto. That's the algorithms. Now the other social medias like Facebook and Twitter, they're penalizing you in their algorithms if you're copying the link out of YouTube. So let's say me and Aaron make an awesome video and I want to show all the VGB fans. If I, you know, take the link from our YouTube video and put it into Facebook, dirt shit's going to see it. Nobody's going to see it. They'll put it on like 10% of our following or whatever. No one's going to see the damn video. But if we take that video and upload it directly to Facebook, or directly to Twitter, their algorithms place it super high on that list. So where, you know, there's no point. And it'll autoplay it. When you're scrolling down the timeline, you know how you see those videos play? If you put a YouTube video on Facebook, it's not going to do that. And people don't like to click on shit. It's like
they want things done for them, if anything. Yeah.
It has to do it automatically. And that's kind of changing the whole industry for social media, for the YouTube guys. Because here's the thing. Facebook doesn't let you monetize those videos. You, in fact, have to pay them money to get more people to see it, you know, with their promotion stuff. Mm-hmm. So the YouTubers, like when a YouTuber's struggling, my instinct is, well, like, okay, well, start uploading to Facebook. But they don't care about that. They want money. They want advertising dollars. And that doesn't exist on other platforms. So the Facebook, the YouTube celebrity thing seems like it's dying. I can't think of a way, you know, unless you see these really successful dudes like Andre Meadows, who's pivoted into like, Screen Junkies and partnerships with Regal and stuff, like, you know, he was smart. He knew he didn't have his whole livelihood dependent on YouTube.
So are you saying that mainly that YouTubers are going to have to start changing their, you know, like established YouTubers are probably going to have to start changing their YouTube to audition videos and to other things?
They still have a chance. Like, you know, dudes who already have 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 subscribers have a built-in base of people who they can still get content out to, but the smart ones should be using that platform to start building on the next one, whether it's Twitch, or because you can make money in Twitch, whether it's, you know, really hitting the Patreon hard. There's still ways out there to survive, but doing it just off of YouTube videos is going to be a lot harder to do these days.
It's a tough racket out there. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever see YouTube go like the way of malls. I can only say that because I just saw a video today on Facebook that I was scrolling down and it autoplayed of a coworker of mine, and he went to a mall, a dead mall. You ever hear of these things?
I've heard of Dead Mouse.
Well, this is dead mall. So this is
that like a mall that dead the, mall the stores six. Are gone. And
there's just like a, it's just like barely empty, any stores there. Nobody walks, but it's the size of a gigantic mall still.
It's Darth Maul's brother.
So he goes in there, and I remember this mall. This
it,
is
it sounds like a shitty B movie.
This is Country Club Mall. Like
Death Mall.
Do you remember Country Club?
Oh yeah,
the one next to the bowling alley
down White Avenue. Yeah.
Dead inside.
I didn't even know there was a mall there.
He literally, he had his camera and he was Facebook Living and he just put Dead Mall, you know, as a title or whatever. And he's like going through and there's like, it's the sad, it's like a horror movie. Like he was like, I was like, are you in there after hours or something, dude? Like, no, it's, there's the stores. Most of the stores are kind of boarded up. It says free space here, you know, the little signs or whatever.
We should see how dirt cheap it is and see if we can get a VGB store.
The whole
what would we probably sell?
I don't know. It's cheap.
We figure it out.
We're in a mall.
We're in a mall.
But it's crazy. Like I was like,
just rent it and live there.
Rent's probably cheaper. Yeah,
you could actually use it like as a recording studio.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's a weird thing to see something that used to be so popular just dead now.
Well, Amazon.
The internet. Yeah.
Things are constantly changing. Man. The world is getting smaller. It's changing how we consume things. It's getting easier. Like my job that I get paid for is to be on Twitter and Facebook. Like, that's my freaking job. That's what I get paid to do.
So think about that then too, because when he was showing that mall, I was thinking about that. I was like, what about the kids that want their starter jobs and stuff like that? The mall was kind of a place. My sister got her.
Why do you think they're fighting for $15 an hour at McDonald's?
It's got. I mean, something like that's got to be the reason. Because, like I said, my sister had, I think, multiple jobs in a mall. I think she worked at the McDonald's in the Incredible Universe, and
the Cinnabon.
Yes, she worked at the Cinnabon.
Like
and
cinnamon
freaking,
rolls every time. She
I didn't give a care. I got free Cinnabons from time to time, so it was delicious. American obesity, but but I'm like,
what, are they a sponsor now?
Brought to you by
American Obesity. Get fat.
When I was looking at the video, I was like, who's working? Like, where are you going in there? Amazon and eBay.
Everyone's gonna be a Lyft driver. Everyone's gonna end up being an Amazon delivery person.
It's so weird nowadays, too. I just had a friend. I was over a friend's house last night, and he was like, oh, I got to go back into work. And he called an Uber. He's got an Uber. He's like, oh, my ride will be here in a minute. And I was like, your ride will be? What are you talking? And then he's like, oh, I got an Uber. Like, oh, crap. I didn't even
think. To work or from work?
To work. Uber to work.
Screw that. You're just paying more money.
It's crazy. The way the world is changing. Even now we're seeing YouTube kind of get devoured. Very few companies actually stand the test of time. I think Facebook is one that's still going pretty strong. Twitter's still pretty strong.
Give it 10 years.
Snapchat's gone already. No, not Snapchat. No, sorry.
Vine.
Vine is gone.
You see all the Vine, remember me? Rest in peace Vine videos?
Oh, yeah. And wasn't it you and I who we were at a convention somewhere and someone mentioned that there was going to be a Vine star at the show? Or was that you? Was that you and me?
Yeah, it was you and me. Okay. It was TwitchCon last year.
So he canceled. He can't make it now.
He can't. Yeah,
someone was like, yeah, a famous Vine guy's going to be like, what's he going to do now? He's going to be your Uber driver next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Vine's
dead. You got to just pour it over. Now you got to make 6-second videos on YouTube.
Or Snapchat. I've never heard of a Vine star, too.
Or like Facebook Live.
The little I watched Vine for like the 20 minutes I watched it, it was people who were famous, quote unquote, in other arenas, like YouTube. It was YouTubers who had Vine as another outlet.
Vine never, I never got into the Vine thing either. I mean, I would never.
You never did it for the Vine?
I don't know. Vine never hit off of me. Snapchat barely resonates for me. I only use it to communicate with certain people, and then
I
watched Taste Made.
I had a long time to talk with Jessica, the maid of might from our show on Wednesdays. We drove down to LA together and we were just kind of talking shop about social media, and because she has a lot of knowledge in social media, because she manages an account, a personal account, where she's basically the star for over 100,000 people. And so she has a good taste of what goes far, what works, what doesn't, how much sponsors will pay for this or that or the other thing. And one of the things I found the most interesting is how she said that actually we kind of put it together as we were driving. We wanted to break down the Instagram stories. If you are, you know, a social media person or a personality or anything that's trying to promote yourself on Instagram, whether you're big or small, you got to use those stories. Those snaps, people are just starting to watch them. I do it. As soon as I open up the app, I look at the stories first.
Well, they're right at the top.
They're right at the top.
Yeah.
Like, people pay so much money to Yelp or something to get your ad to the top, and that's all you got to do. You make a story, and it goes straight to the top. Jessica was saying, oh, did you see this, you know, Instagram? I was like, no, but I saw, like, your stories about it.
Yeah.
And you can get the analytics on how many people are watching that, and even though you can't like it, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
her viewership on those stories dwarf her best tweets. Or not tweets, but Instagram posts.
Yeah.
Her best Instagram posts aren't getting as much viewership as those Instagram stories are.
That's crazy.
Nobody likes to scroll.
It's like, dude.
Yeah. Well, I do. I mean, I just scroll, you know, all the time.
I don't think I've watched, like, one story.
But I think that's probably going to be the killer of Snapchat, though. I think the only thing that Snapchat has kind of over that is definitely the filter, but that's easy. What is that? A quick programmer's, you know, type in the computer? That's easy to
imitate. Instagram's already tried that, didn't they?
Facebook is already doing it.
Or maybe it was Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is already doing it.
Facebook owns a company that does some really good ones that everyone went through a little phase of testing them, and I thought they were higher quality. So I wouldn't be surprised if those are in a future update of Instagram.
Oh, yeah. That stuff can be done over the weekend.
Yeah.
That's what that is. And then all they have to do is, you know, I think Snapchat's thing with their private messaging. I mean,
sorry.
What is that?
Chat.
What does chat say?
Fire Crotch Rocket says, don't call content dwarf. They're little posts.
It's actually very good. That's very good.
That was good.
That's, you know, PPC, people.
Fire Crotch Rocket has been in the chat room every time we've logged on. Every time that I've streamed so far.
Yeah,
he's
he is.
Diligent watcher.
Damn time.
Shout out to
Shout out to Mr. Howard 123. I know he was streaming a few minutes ago, and he ended it, and now he's hosting us, so thank you. There's 21 viewers from that stream watching the video game Bang, so hope you guys enjoy.
So yeah, I don't know. The future of YouTube is, and Twitch, that battle, we'll watch over and over again because it's going to be entertaining. Who comes out on top? I got to say, they're both space.
Yeah, we've bored the shit out of everybody because this is a video game podcast and we're sitting here talking. This is tips. Like, this is good shit. If you are listening to this, like, this is the things that we actually end up talking about a lot in our panels because, you know, a lot of people have things they want to do.
Just don't do it for the money. Because that's what I hear a lot of people.
Do it for the money.
No, you know why? Because you're going to be looking on how to do it for the money, and it's not going to come out as anything. You want to quit your job. You want to quit your job, and you want to do that full time. Understand? That's the life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That's what you want to do. But then your creativity is not going to be there from the jump.
Yeah, you get writer's block or something.
Your content
will change.
Come with the creativity and know that that's going to lead to your money. Have that, you know, in the back of your mind.
I don't know. I think money is a perfectly fine motivator, even for esports people. Like, there's a lot of people who play competitive esports, and that's the reason they show up.
But that's something you
money.
Can. But that's something you can train for. Like basketball, you can train for.
Right.
Sports, you can train for. Esports, you can train for. Creativity, you don't train that.
You can train that. You have to. It's a train. That's an ability. That's, you have to exercise that brain muscle.
Yeah, I think
the strongest muscle in the body.
Your born ability.
I think
besides my penis.
I think.
Boom!
That's horrible. I think it's too. We're using two different phrases here. You're saying you can't train it.
Steven,
I think
celebration
you mean you can't teach it.
Yep.
You can't teach creativity. Yeah.
Be
you're
like
saying
the guy
you can train
chicken.
Creativity because you exercise your creativity.
Correct. Yeah. So, yes. Yes.
Correction.
But, you know, Shia LaBeouf, just do it.
I check Shia. That's what we're taking away.
Slide that in there.
If you take away one thing from this segment.
Just
try it, LaBuffet.
Just do it.
Resident Evil 7, everybody, is getting a collector's edition. You want to hear what's coming inside of it?
A dead
is
body.
It, oh, is it a figurine?
Phrasing.
Okay. I was waiting for somebody to chime in with some type of.
Is it a body part?
I thought Corey wanted to bring it back.
Is it an appendage?
Again, so
you are getting an
appendage, it.
Yes. You will get an appendage.
Is it a finger?
You've already read this. Shut up.
I have not read that.
Well, then, yeah, you get a USB dummy finger.
Boom!
Wow. Let's go back to Steven's celebration cam.
Quick, before the moment passes on Twitch.
Got it.
You get a house music box. That's probably going to play some creepy freaking. It says, "Go tell Aunt Rhody." You ever heard of that?
Hear
anybody know that song?
Is that Rhody from Iron Man?
It says the house is a music box, and it plays a sample of the song "Go Tell Aunt Rhody," a cover. Of which is the game's main theme. Is that like an actual song, though?
Are you Googling
new?
It?
Ones and twos. Can we pull that up?
The house stands about 8 inches tall and includes a flashing LED light. You also get a dummy 4 gigabyte. Oh, my God. Just
holy
back.
Hold the memory.
4 gigabyte dummy USB drive.
Can't even save your save file from the game on that.
You know, 4 gigs is like... A game in 2006.
What game are you playing in 2006? It's 4 gigs.
Pokemon. Halo?
Terrible. You get a creepy note. Don't know what's on the note. You get an exclusive lilligraph. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, this sounds like one of the creepy.
Yeah. The heels have eyes.
Yeah.
We're going to lock you in the basement.
Silent Hill.
Grapey in the mouth. You get an exclusive metal case and a VHS tape box for all your VHS videos out there, youngins. Whoever the hell knows what that is. all for a whopping $179.99.
Does the game come out on an 8-track? Could we get the...
Oddly enough, you don't even get the game with this. Just those things I just mentioned.
Lying.
So I want a cartridge-based game.
Is it worth it, though? $179 and that's all you get? Is it worth it?
If it was a 16 gig memory card, I'd consider it.
So I'd give you a finger.
I want to see you do that.
Damn, you can't have an old memory.
Steven celebration cam.
That'd be perfect. That's the perfect thing to say to like a GameStop employee who's trying to sell that to you. But hey, you get a USB drive finger.
I'll give you a finger.
Just give him a damn game.
Can't hold any memory in it, but...
Can't say that, because there's girls at the GameStops now.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
It's called
Nothing's
equality.
Wrong with that.
You got a problem about...
I can't say I give you a finger.
Oh,
yeah.
It has a different meaning.
First, you don't like female Pokemon. No. Now you don't like females working at GameStop.
Webb's heart is so pure that he missed that one.
No, I get the couples for the Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
I pair terrible. Them up. Yeah.
That's terrible.
But the starter's always got to be a man.
I got some.
We
can't rehatch this.
You got to have bros,
got
man.
A few bang bites to throw out there. Just some headlines, people, for the new people in the chat room. So headlines that I was too lazy to read the whole thing. And I decided to just put them in there anyway. Bang bites. Here you go. Emily Clark is said to join the Halo.
the Halo hatred movie. In the world.
The Han Solo solo movie.
Amelia Clark?
Amelia Clark. What did I say?
Emily Clark.
The Han Solo solo movie.
Wasted talent.
The Han Solo
really? Movie? You got Childish Gambino.
Who is she going to play?
Exactly. I have no idea.
Someone that's going to die.
Wow.
She'd make a bomb-ass toilet.
Because you know what? No, somebody like that, they're going to put it as like a love interest or something.
Probably,
and
yeah.
And she's going to die because you know how it's – who she's going to end
well,
up
she
with.
She may not die. She just may go off into space and they don't hook up.
If anybody's tapping it, it's Childish.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's what's happening. But come on. He's a pimp.
The Division's last patch removed a crying woman in it because players said it was annoying.
Yeah. I remember.
yeah. So apparently,
you just go to a different block. I mean, you don't hear it throughout the whole game.
No, you don't. But I think players made enough fuss. There was a couple of protests. and
they blocked a Hamilton play.
Yeah, and Ubisoft heard their cries and was like, "Okay, we'll take it out in the last patch."
Wow.
I like that. I like that developers are listening to the freaking players. And
it's good, but I mean,
that's a little nitpicky.
Why didn't you listen when we were like, hey, we need more content. We're finished with your game.
No. We'll take out this woman.
Right?
Forget your content.
We'll take her out.
We're going to take her out.
We'll make her shut up, and then we'll just go and.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. There's going to be a real world Zelda theme escape room. You guys ever done that?
Escape room, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there going to be enough ceramic in the world to keep rebuilding pots?
No.
Is it the theme going to be been drowned?
No.
Well, then I don't want anything to do with it.
But actually, Corey, you might be onto something. That might be a sweet room. You just go in and break pots until you find the keys to get the hell out of there.
A room full of pots and just smash them all to hell.
That's a lot of pots you have to replace.
Well, not if you just break them and then melt it down again and build them again.
One room where you just stab chickens.
That's terrible. Yeah, you keep stabbing them chickens and see what happens.
Those chickens usually rape you.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's laying the eggs now, you dick?
They walk in to clean up after. What the hell happened in here? So, these were for show, you guys.
Hey, Donnie. Another one died by chickens.
You know what? Get the mop.
Who said to stab the chicken? It was for ambiance.
Terrible. John Wick 2 finally got another director.
Finally. It's about time.
You know, the first one's really good, so I want to see this one.
I take it back. I read that backwards.
No, you read that backwards.
Deadpool because, 2 yeah. got a John Wick director.
Yes. I'm okay with that.
Plot twist.
But like a fighting director. David Light. Left.
A fighting director?
Yeah. He was fight choreographer on John Wick. And they got him for the Deadpool 2
as
movie.
Fight choreographer.
It just says director. Again, too lazy to read the article.
The whole thing is to be fighting.
No, big bites.
I'd actually be okay with that because have you seen John Wick?
No.
It's a good movie.
That's good. It's really good.
It's one of those movies that didn't get a lot of promotion. Like, they didn't put a lot of advertising for it. And when it came out, I kind of just watched it on a whim, and I was like, freaking wow, that's actually...
Yeah, it's impressive.
Probably one of his best movies. And then the last one, Overwatch First Strike graphic novel has been canceled. Everybody, sorry.
Canceled or...
Just canceled.
Graphic novel?
Yeah, they were going to do a graphic novel. Man. I think it was supposed to be a prequel, of course.
Just do a story mode, please.
They're not going to do
No.
I want a story mode for that game. There's so much like lore there.
Right.
Just deliver.
Thank you for listening, new and old listeners, of course. Don't forget, head over to patreon.com, everybody. We are going to be doing this. For a good week, basically. 4 days, 5 days, something like that.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And all you have to do is be a patron. $1, everybody. The price of one coffee in Zimbabwe. I don't know if that's right.
That might be like 10 coffees.
Yeah, it might be actually the whole village. But You can still...
Of coffee trees.
You can still show your creativity, of course. Webb will be posting up all the stuff on the social medias. And yeah, let's see your creativity out there.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
And if you don't know where to follow us, of course, you can follow us anywhere. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, Video Game Bang, VGB Studios, of all our links on that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to VGBstudios.com. It's kind of the hub for all things VGB. There's links to subscribe to us on iTunes or SoundCloud or actually, fuck SoundCloud. We don't have SoundCloud no more. But Google Marketplace.
Google Marketplace,
that's
yes.
That's where you should be listening
That's the good one right
Unless you have an iPhone, then go to iTunes. And we really, 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 really appreciate the...
It's going
to
be huge.
It's going to be huge. We love...
Make podcasts great again.
Rate us 5 stars. Write like a little 2-word thing of it's great or it's huge or they're huge. Whatever you want to do.
That's terrible.
Too much power.
It's huge. They're huge.
The level was huge.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I think talking gonna... like that, you're going to build a wall around me.
Probably. For Stevie Gutierrez, NRG Corey, and the real David Webb, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you've just been banged. And we'll see you next week.
Bam, 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 bam.